Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keyword is launch. L-A-U-N-C-H. Text it into 72881. You're
failure
in the running.
To launch.
You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Launch. L-A-U-N-C-H 72881.
Did you guys see the latest news about MoviePass? So they were going to up the price for it to $15 a month and cap it. And now they've decided, we don't like that idea. We're going to keep it at $10 a month, but you're only allowed to see 3 movies a month.
I would do that.
Wait a minute.
That's still a deal.
No, wait a minute. It is still a deal. But we predicted this.
Oh, yeah. That's because the whole business plan was always going to be in the red.
Here's the deal. I go now on Tuesdays to Cinetopia. If I'm going to see a movie, I do it on Tuesdays. Because on Tuesdays, it's like $5 or it's $5 Tuesday or $8 Tuesday or something like that. You can have a glass of wine, go see a movie for $8. Your whole night is less than $20. And so I don't know how those movie passes will remain a sustainable business model. Because I can go for 3 times a month, and I normally wouldn't, but maybe I'll go twice a month and spend $30, $40. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's not that expensive if you go on the days like a Tuesday when they have that discount.
Now, if you go on a Saturday for an evening show and you get popcorn, you're spending $40-$50 just to go to the movies.
Right.
So
I don't buy popcorn.
What do you buy?
I usually have 1 glass of wine.
A day now.
2. This is why I'm going to fail the polygraph.
All too easy.
How many glasses of wine did you have last night? 2?
How many, Dana?
3. Last night? 2. Well, what's a flight? I had a flight.
Dana.
I had a flight.
How many's a flight? How many was in your flight?
2. Well, there's 3 in a flight, but right. The flight is like a swallow.
And if you pour more in the first glass and then more in the second glass, it's technically only 2 glasses, right? Even though the flight has 3. It's 3 glasses of wine.
No, it is not.
Okay. Not 3 full glasses.
A flight is like this. It's like you taste it and you go, then you move on to the next one. Then you move on to the next one.
Dana.
It's like levels in a video game. You get to the last one, you're like, I win.
When's the lie detector coming in?
He has not replied.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does someone not free publicity on the radio?
I don't know. I even said to Chris last night, I go, we're trying to do this polygraph thing. He hasn't replied, but I wonder if he's on vacation or out of town.
You know, I wonder what question Chris would want us to ask.
Maybe he just doesn't know who the heck we are and doesn't care.
That's a good point.
Yes, that is a possibility.
But if we were to get, say, the polygraph guy in here, Rod.
I'm sure there's another one you could try.
Yeah, I bet there's more than one here in Kansas City.
Polygraph KC. There was more than one company. What was his
name? Maybe we should move on to the next one.
Oh, damn it. I just dialed the wrong. I got to put my glasses on. Stop. Shut up.
Every time.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, old man.
I don't want. Watch it.
Old man. He can never dial the phone correctly.
No, I hit the wrong number.
Let Rod do it. Mm-hmm. When Mission Police
got
shows
this,
up.
He's no younger than I am, okay?
He can dial a phone better.
Simmer down.
I can dial a phone better.
You really can't.
Has he ever called Mission Police? Twice. Forced,
has he ever needed
some
to?
Forced.
Oh, Mr. Katz, you're on the air. Hello, my friend.
Hi.
Hey, we're working on getting a polygraph guy into the radio station.
For what?
Well, to find out if people are telling the truth, I guess.
Is it anyone we know that we have suspicions about?
Your wife.
What has she done now?
Well, we don't know yet. That's why we need to bring in a polygraph. Is there a question that you can think of that you would want us to ask your wife? Any question at all?
You mean a question that I don't know the answer to?
I was going
to
say,
correct,
honey. You know all of my.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a question that I don't already know the answer to.
There's not one little thing, maybe a secret that you think she's kept. Like maybe, where is that shirt?
Well, see, I gave up on that a long time ago.
Did you? Wait. Clearly. Here. Tapping of the palm, where they say, "Did you take the shirt with the hole in it?
I'm not
throw it in the trash."
I'm not saying that she hasn't been ruled out as a suspect. Okay, we just don't have enough information right now to proceed with a prosecution.
Thank you.
But Ketz, if we were to get a polygraph, we could ask,
you know what?
Did you throw his shirt, his favorite shirt?
The answer's yes. I admit it.
Wow. Where is it?
Where is it?
Whoa, she gave that up without the polygraph. Wait, stop. Stop. Yep. I'm the detective here.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
You just admitted that you threw away the holy shirt.
Yes, I did.
I knew it all along.
Free at last. I'm free at last.
Where is it?
It's in the landfill.
Oh, you threw it into... to your kids. Oh, great.
And you know what I will say to you? You're welcome. You're welcome. I threw your holy shirt in the landfill. It was horrible and ugly and awful.
Oh,
and
my God.
Stained, and it had a hole in
it.
Oh, my God. End of story.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It will be up to the prosecutor to decide if there are grounds for charges.
Katz, is this the first time that she's openly admitted to throwing away the shirt?
You know, and I must have asked her 20 times, and she denied any knowledge, and now here it is.
I believe my answer was, I don't recall.
Well, no, she recalled that pretty quick, didn't she?
Well, yeah. I'm wondering, is there anything else we can sweat out of her?
Well,
in a roll right now?
Well, hang on just a second. Let me find out. Okay. Let me put my glasses on here and study my detective
Your
work
tears.
Here. Yeah, thank you. Dana Wright.
Yeah.
You have just admitted to throwing out the holy shirt.
Yes.
That Chris Ketz loved more than any piece of clothing
He wore it everywhere.
Have you, look me dead in the eye.
Yes.
Have you thrown out any other articles of clothing of his? Yes or no? You have to tell the truth or it's going to the polygraph.
Yes.
Okay. Oh!
Yes!
Whoa! Oh, this opens up a whole new can of worms.
Dana Wright.
Wow.
Yes?
You are on the stand and you are under oath.
I am not under oath.
What else have you thrown out that belongs to Chris Ketz?
If I had to put a number to it, probably 10 shirts.
Oh!
Like in 6 years.
Scott, I need a moment.
Take your time, Ketz. I know that this is hard.
Very emotional.
I understand. I know this is hard.
I'm not guilty because I admitted it. I'm just laying it out. I got rid of him.
Wait.
Oh, no. What? Oh, no. You're guilty.
I'm not guilty because I just admitted it.
I tell you, I'd be a horrible witness. Police would get me in that room and I'd be like, I did it.
Wait.
What kind of warped thinking is that?
Hang on, Ketz. We're getting to the truth.
Okay.
Just let me take charge here.
You go right ahead.
Dana Wright.
Yes.
Name another shirt of Ketz's that you have thrown out.
A black polo, perhaps?
Was it stained?
Possibly.
Yes! Yes, I threw it out!
You know what? That was my favorite, to mow the lawn. you know, and do some weed cutting.
You men say this. You say, well, that's just my around the house shirt until you're on a cruise in Alaska and you look up and that around the house mowing shirt with the hole right there in the belly is the hole.
Wait.
And you look over, you're on a cruise there's the, it was just an around the house shirt.
It was Alaska. Who would have known?
Ketz.
I knew.
Did you wear that shirt in Alaska?
Possibly.
Was that the last time you remember wearing that shirt?
That's the last time I recall seeing that shirt, yes.
Did you throw that shirt out when you got back from Alaska? Yes or no?
Did you throw it overboard?
I don't know that it made it out of Alaska.
It disappeared.
It didn't even make it home.
You threw it away into the ocean for the orcas?
Overboard!
Oh, my God.
Now, here's what's funny. Every woman listening is like, yeah, I've done that. And don't you tell me you haven't, Kara Markser, because I know you have.
No, but I've told my husband I'm throwing away the shirt.
Wait. You have thrown away 10 of his shirts?
If I had to guess, it's 10.
Well, now, wait. Now, Chris, you know this as well as anyone. Dana is notorious underestimating.
She's a round downer.
I just asked her, how many glasses of wine did you have last night? She goes, one. I go, Dana. She goes, all right, fine, two. You said that you have thrown away 10.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Ketz, I need you to remain quiet for just a moment on the stand.
All right.
You just said that you had thrown away 10 of Mr. Ketz's shirts.
Yeah.
What is the true number?
I don't count them when I throw them out. Wait.
I'm missing close to 30, but be that as it may.
Does that count as the same thing?
Yes. Donation would be the same as throwing away because he can no longer wear them.
It's probably 20.
Dana?
Probably more than north of that. He's a liar. Get her, Scott. Get her.
I got her. Dana, is it 30?
I don't know.
Dana.
Maybe.
30.
All right, it was 30.
40?
No.
31.
No.
35.
30 is the highest I'm going.
Chris, can you settle with 30?
It could be north of that. Absolutely.
But would you at least agree that it's 30?
Well, we'll start there.
Wow. Mr. Ketz.
Hey, I just want you to know, you know who else is listening to this conversation right now?
Yeah. Hmm.
Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby and KNBC 9 News Meteorologist Neville Miller. They're listening to this conversation right now. And they are both in shock, very emotional, near tears, appalled, stunned and appalled.
Yeah, they can't believe it.
Steeped and vexed.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been able to believe that shirt either.
Quite upsetting. Quite upsetting, Neville just said. Yeah.
Mr. Ketz, I apologize, but I'm glad I was able to get to the truth for you.
Scott, you know what? You know what I have right now, Scott, that I haven't had for years?
Truth.
Justice.
Yep.
Kansas City's 98.1 FM.
98.1 FM.
KMBZ.
Club on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Get to the news here in just a moment. Did you hear about this story out of New Jersey? A New Jersey woman thought she was helping a down-and-out man pay for his gas station food, but she ended up footing the bill for one country music star.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that
Ruth Reed.
All alone tonight.
Says she was at the Medford Wawa station. Wawa. Ahead of a concert on Friday night in Camden, New Jersey. The substitute teacher Reed says she had made a resolution to help any Wawa customer and jumped at the chance when the man ahead of her was short a few dollars for his bill. Quoting here from Reed, it looked like he was using a card, and for whatever reason, it didn't go through. Then he asked a young lady next to him for $5, and I thought, this is it.
Yes.
So I said, no, I'll get this. I'll pay your bill. So she did.
Okay.
She paid for the man's bill at the Wawa station in New Jersey.
The Baba Wawa?
No, the Wawa. Okay. Reed said the man turned to her and said, "Thank you. My name is Keith." She said, "You look just like Keith Urban."
No way.
He looked at her and said, "I am Keith Urban."
You've got to be kidding me.
Not believing, she turned to the men standing next to this Keith and said, "Who is this?" And they said, "Ma'am, that's Keith Urban. He's doing a concert here, but for whatever reason, his card won't go through."
You have got to be kidding me. Did he take a picture with her? Please tell me.
Yes, he did. Of course he did. You look just like Keith Urban.
That's the best story ever.
Maybe because I am Keith Urban.
Didn't you have that happen to you? Where somebody was like, "You look just like Dana Wright." And you're like, "Yeah, it's because I am."
No, I never say that. I'm like, "Aw." That's just what I say. I love her. I mean, I'm not lying. I do love her. I really love her.
So anyway, he did take a picture with her. I think she ended up going to the show.
I am putting this on all of our social media platforms. In the photo, her hand is holding her heart. She's smiling and laughing, and her eyes are closed as if she's crying. Like, she's so excited, happy. It's just a look of pure joy.
I'm not one to get all goo-goo gaga over a celebrity, but the fact that he simply said, "Thank you very much," and then extended his hand and said, "My name is Keith."
Yeah, he didn't say, "I'm Keith Urban."
No, he just said, "My name is Keith." I like that. I think that's cool. What? That sounds like Prince.
One, two, three.
I was working part-time in a 5 and 9. I was working
part-time. Did you see there's a new song?
You do realize there's a vault of new songs.
Apparently, this new song or rare song is in this new Spike Lee movie, The Black Klansman. Have you heard about this? Mm-mm. It's a historic movie called The Black Klansman.
Yeah.
It is a 1983 recording of Prince singing the spiritual song "Mary, Don't You Weep," and it appears over the end credits of Spike Lee's new film, Black Klansman. He discussed how the rare song came to his attention in this article with Rolling Stone. "I knew that I needed an end credits song, and I'd become very close with Troy Carter, one of the executives at Spotify and a Prince estate advisor. I invited him to a private screening, and after he said, 'Spike, I have the song, and it's Mary, Don't You Weep,' which had been recorded on cassette in the mid-'80s.
There's an album coming out.
And there's some controversy because they're saying Prince would not have wanted that commercialized. And he, Spike Lee's saying, yes, he wanted me to have it.
I only say this because few people probably care more about Prince than I do as far as music. He did an album between 1999 and Purple Rain. And an album is a stretch of the word, where he just sat down and he just played his piano and he sang. Mm-hmm. And they're going to release an album called Piano and Microphone. And they're pulling it from the vault.
But I think he would have hated that. You would agree with that. If it was in the vault, there was a reason it hadn't been released.
Yes and no. There were a lot of great Prince songs that should have been released. I mean, look at, there's some of them, I can't even say the names. Would have been huge hits, maybe not on the charts, but just huge hits. That he never, for whatever reason, never released or only released as B-sides. Here it is. This is Mary, Don't Weep. I have not checked it, so if there's a bad word in it, I will be quick as I always am with my trigger finger.
Yeah.
See, the only problem with that is that the only people that are going to care about that are people like me. People that bought every record that Prince ever did.
Yeah. Maybe.
It's a bad recording. It's not a typical Prince song.
But maybe that's why it's good for this film, because it's artsy and it's a good exclamation point on this documentary type movie.
When you're running credits, that's a great song to run a credit to. But listen to that. That's not Prince. I mean, not the Prince that the typical buyer cares about. Baby, don't you weep. I mean, it's good. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. By the way, you can thank me now or thank me later. I have solved the Molly Tibbetts case.
Okay.
You know, her father was on Fox News last night. For those of you who don't know, Molly Tibbetts is the young University of Iowa student who has disappeared. Disappeared 3 weeks ago. I figured out the missing link.
Okay.
The missing link. I should have been a damn detective.
I disagree, but go ahead.
Okay. The missing link is the dog. And here's why.
Okay.
So Molly Tibbetts, who's been missing for 3 weeks, her father goes on Fox News last night and says, and I quote, Robert Tibbetts, "I think someone went to the house that Molly knew or that Molly trusted and that she left with them willingly. Now, they're in over their head and they don't know what to do." I already solved the case. Wow. Here's what happened. Molly Tibbetts was a young lady who went to the University of Iowa, a college town.
Okay.
She has been spending the summer in a town called Brooklyn, Iowa, a town of about 100 or 1,000 people.
Tiny, tiny town.
Roughly the size of King City, Missouri, where nothing happens that everybody doesn't know about. Follow me here.
Okay.
Molly Tibbetts, who is not from a big town herself, but has been going to a school in a college town and has gotten a little bit of a flavor for the bigger city life.
Okay.
Okay. Somewhere along the line, she has met somebody else. Now, is it, I'm going to leave my boyfriend relationship material? No, it's not. But is it, wow, I kind of like you and you kind of like me and I'm free for the first time in my life and I'm in college material? Yes. She goes to Brooklyn, Iowa over the summer. She's in a town of 1,000 people with her boyfriend. He leaves town because he works construction crews.
Okay.
All right. She gets wind, Molly Tibbetts does. And let's hope that I'm right and that any idea that she was abducted or violently assaulted is completely wrong. Okay. Let me get that out on the table right now. Here's what happens. She goes to this town, Brooklyn, Iowa, in the middle of nowhere. And she finds out that her boyfriend is going to propose to her a week and a half later in the Dominican Republic.
Which is true.
At her brother's wedding.
He was going to propose last Saturday.
That's right. Okay. At her brother's wedding in the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
She looks around and says, is this really where I want to spend the rest of my life?
Okay.
But if I go to the Dominican Republic, I have to either say yes, and this is where I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
Or at a wedding, I have to say no.
Or at a wedding, at his brother's wedding, I have to say no and fess up that I'm having a relationship with somebody else on the side. Her boyfriend leaves town to work on a construction crew. She goes jogging at 7:30 at night with her dog. She's wearing a Fitbit and she has her cell phone with her because neither have been found. The Fitbit apparently has been turned off. The phone apparently has been turned off. And none of her credit cards have been swiped in the last 3 weeks. Let me ask you this. If you are a dum-dum in a town of 1,000 people, and you're going to abduct a woman to either kill her or to rape her or to keep her hostage, what do you do with the dog? Answer me.
You probably kill the dog or take it with you.
You don't take the dog with you. That's the last thing you do. The adrenaline is going through your system so badly, so quickly, you either kill the dog or you let it go. You don't take the time to abduct her and throw her into the back of your car and make sure you grab the dog too.
Okay.
Where's the dog?
Okay.
Case solved. She's out with somebody she knows.
No, she's not. And I'm going to stop you right there. And here's why.
Okay.
You would not do that to your mother. Scott, Molly would not have done that to her mom. She would not think, I am so backed into a corner because of this relationship that I don't want to pursue that I am going to shred my mom and dad's heart to pieces.
Dad thinks so.
And pretend I'm abducted. You wouldn't do that to your mom and dad.
Dad thinks so. Quote from Dad last night on Fox News. Now they're in over their head and they don't know what to do.
Two more things. There is a report that a black SUV was seen circling slowly around that neighborhood.
It was her boyfriend.
Where she was staying that night.
It was her other boyfriend.
The driver went very slowly around the neighborhood, according to a young woman who lives a block away.
Waiting for her to jog out with her dog.
She observed it. She has reported that to the FBI. And then here's the thing that puts a pit in my stomach. FBI agents have been back to that pig farm 100 miles away or 80 miles away 3 times. Now, why do you think if that pig farm is 100 miles away from where she was last seen, you think the FBI just randomly stumbled on a pig farm 100 miles away and thought we're going to search there?
Where's the dog?
They've been back 3 times, Scott. And that puts a pit in my stomach that says to me they have reason to believe she was 100 miles away at a pig farm. Now, why would she be 100 miles away at a pig farm?
You feed her to the pigs.
Yes. I wasn't going to say that, but they have been back 3 times. There is no way the FBI just pulled that pig farm out of thin air. That is going to be her Fitbit or her last known cell phone location is going to come back to that farm.
Is the dog?
They've named this guy. His name is Wayne Chaney.
He's been cleared.
He says he was not involved. He has not been charged. He says he's never seen the girl. Didn't venture out into that town, which is several miles away from his home. He said he would allow the FBI to search his entire property if they wanted and express confidence investigators wouldn't find anything. They have searched his home, his property, and looked through his cell phone. They have asked him to take a polygraph. He refused to do so. Why are they focusing on that farm?
Let me ask
you this.
It's
because they have information that led them to that farm.
Let me ask you this. A college kid from the University of Iowa is living with her boyfriend in the town of Brooklyn, Iowa, population 1,000. How is it that a farmer, a pig farmer, from 100 miles away, in the middle of the summer season, has an opportunity to find out where a cute little girl from the University of Iowa is living 100 miles away? Dana, have you recently been to the city of Lecompton?
No.
That's less than 100 miles away.
It's actually 20 minutes. I apologize. It's 20 minutes away. My point remains, they would not be searching that place again and again and again if they did not have, I believe, some electronic information suggesting she's around there.
Where's the dog?
I don't know.
If you were going to kidnap someone, what would you do with the dog?
The farmer has pleaded guilty in connection with 2 stalking cases. One in 2009, one in 2014. One resulted in a protective order. Does that mean he kidnapped her? I don't know, but...
Why is Dad saying what he's saying? Why is Dad saying this if he's not...
They're not telling the family anything.
Well, they better be.
No, you don't tell the family anything because you don't want the family leaking it. The family has said we have been told very little about any of this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you are right, but there's a knot in my stomach when I read about this farm.
Well, I hope I'm right, too. I hope that she's just a runaway bride. That she got wind, she's about to be proposed to in the Dominican Republic. She got nervous. She didn't want to ruin the weekend because she can't say yes because I don't want to live in Brooklyn, Iowa. But she can't say no, because to say no is to admit that she's cheating on her boyfriend. And I think she really does care about him. So she runs.
Okay, Dr. Phil. Okay, Dr. Phil.
You know what? If I'm right.
Hey, I hope you are. I hope you are.
Do you remember 3 weeks ago? There was a tab where it said, we don't tip terrorists. And who was cynical about that and said, I think this is a hoax?
You were.
Who?
You were.
Who?
You were.
Thank you.
She would not do this to her mother, Scott.
Okay. Okay. Where is the dog? Because if you're going to kidnap somebody.
If you're going to kill a girl, you're okay with killing a dog.
I'm not saying you're not okay with killing a dog. What I'm saying is you're so worried about your time and the crime that you're committing, you don't worry about the dog. You let the dog go. We already know that people are going to find out she's been kidnapped. I'm not taking the dog with me. What if the dog's chipped? I'm letting the dog go. I'm either killing the dog and leaving it on the side of the road, or I'm letting the dog go. Where's the dog? Because you don't want that dog to be chipped. And who chips their dogs? Millennials. Boom. Case solved. Boom. I got it. Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
You know, this farmer could be completely innocent. He could have nothing to do with her disappearance. He could have these two stalking cases because of a bad divorce.
Sure.
You know, sometimes the adult stalking without, what is it called here? It's stalking without violence.
I don't know. I've never been accused.
Yeah, well, thank God. That could be a number of things. That's all I'm saying. It could be a number of things we don't know. It doesn't mean necessarily he was peeping into women's windows in Iowa. But he has refused to take a polygraph test. His name's Wayne Cheney. He says, quote, I have nothing to hide. I don't need to. It's stupid. Cheney has not been named as a suspect. And I'm curious what you think about this polygraph thing. Because if this was me and I had done nothing wrong, and they came to my house and they looked. They looked at my phone. They came to my pig farm and my property. They didn't find anything. And then they said to me, we want you to take a polygraph.
No.
I would probably say no, too.
Find some proof. I've done nothing wrong. You're not going to polygraph me. Period. End of story.
That's why I want to have this polygraph guy on.
See, but the problem with polygraph is they're not always right.
That's why they're not admissible. They're not always right.
Did you throw away 30 shirts of Chris Katz?
Yes.
Did you throw away more than 30 shirts of Chris Katz?
I don't recall.
See, it's going to detect deception there. Did you throw away more than 30 shirts?
No, but that is an easy thing to talk about.
Lie.
When someone is sitting next to you saying, are you responsible for murdering this girl? And that's not even what they would say in the polygraph. They would say, have you ever met Molly Tibbetts? No. Have you ever been around her? No. Well, to me, if you're asking me if I've killed someone, my blood pressure and heart rate is going to go sky high. Even if I've done nothing wrong, just over the implication that I'm sitting there being polygraphed over the disappearance of a girl.
That's why I want to know what kind of questions, if we're going to do a polygraph, what kind of questions that. Just give me ballpark so I can prepare my blood pressure.
I can say it's only yes or no questions.
Really?
Yeah. You only answer yes or no.
You cannot elaborate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.